God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I see a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devils cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm glad you're with us today. We have some very special guests, Joshua Mills, Charlie Robinson, and we're going to be talking about how praise changes the atmosphere from oppression into glory. Stay tuned for the entire program.
In Chennai, India, we were doing this and just praising God for the rain. And so we had to go get on a train and go to a pastor's conference down the road in another community. We hadn't seen any rain. It was just as dry as it could be.
You had prayed for 5 nights, thanking God for the rain, and there was no rain.
Right, and it was so dry, and the people had heard us declare things. You know, even in the meetings, we'd be preaching about it and speaking about just, God, send your rain. God, send your glory down, that rain. And so we got on the train. We went down to a pastor's conference a few hours away, and when we were at that conference, I remember we were awoken in the morning by a phone call, and it was the pastor's wife on the phone, and she was screaming and shouting, and she was so excited because it began raining right in the middle of
the dry season.
In the dry season in Chennai, India, the rain started coming down. Well, you know what happened was the people began to flock to the church. As soon as the rain came, they knew it was a sign and a wonder. They knew it was from God. They knew that the praise had changed the atmosphere. Yeah.
Welcome to Insights. I'm excited about the program today. We have Joshua Mills, and Joshua, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
This man is a glory man. I've seen so much glory poured out in meetings when you've been there. It's just been amazing. The gold comes down, and glitter and gemstones and all that kind of stuff, and we'll be talking more about that later. But we also have Charlie Robinson, our good friend Charlie Robinson. And Joshua, just why don't you share for a few moments, how did you come into a place of knowing the manifestation of the glory as you know it today?
Sure. You know, I grew up in the church. I was raised, born in the church. All my family was part of the church, and it was just that kind of a thing. But, you know, growing up in the church, I hadn't seen much of a sign, a wonder, a miracle, anything, until supernaturally when I was in the last years of my high school years, God touched me, and it totally transformed my life, totally transformed everything. But one of the things he did when he touched me was he began giving me a heart of praise and worship, and began giving me just such a desire to want to worship him, want to praise him. And something that I found in praising and worshiping him was that it would bring forth his presence. And so it was just kind of like a supernatural thing that happened. It was just amazing.
And in his presence, oftentimes that's when you would get this gold glitter fall all over you. And
right, that happened several years later.
Yeah, that was amazing.
One of the first things that happened was that when God touched me, he taught me how to play the piano supernaturally. I never had a piano teacher to show me these things. You know, in the natural, I didn't know how to do this, but in the Bible it says that he'll teach you in all things, that the Holy Spirit will teach you in all things.
And you can play. I've been in meetings where you've led worship, and I tell you, you usher in the glory and the presence of God, and things start happening. And I was listening to a CD teaching of yours called Praise Changes the Atmosphere, and I was in a prayer time, and I was praying and listening to your CD at the same time, and I got so captured by that teaching. And one of the scriptures you use is actually out of Acts 16, where Paul and Silas were in prison. And so I was meditating on it, and it was amazing because it said that they'd been struck with many blows. I mean, this was not a nice situation.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, we in life here are struck with many blows, whatever that might be.
Of course.
But they were struck with many blows, and they were thrown into prison. prison, and that's not like prisons are today. It was like pretty rough back then. And they were cruelly treated. They were fastened in chains and everything else. But they just praised.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
They looked to the God of glory, and they just praised him. And it says that about midnight, this is in verse 25 of Acts 16, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there came a great earthquake as a result of this praise.
Right, the manifestation came.
It's the glory manifestation, isn't it? It was like heaven just came to earth, so that the foundations of the prison house were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's chains were unfastened. Now, all the prisoners were listening to them, and, you know, they captured the attention of all the prisoners. You know, you couldn't bring those guys down. You know, when they got thrown into jail, they just became a prison ministry.
Right.
The thing is, every door was open.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And all the chains, everyone's chains were broken off. Uh-huh. And I think that as we start to praise God, that, you know, things can happen. Yes. We can shift and change the atmosphere.
Yeah. I believe it.
You know, the Bible also says that the children of Israel, the nation of Israel, was confronted by a huge enemy, estimated at about 250,000 people. And Israel was a small nation there. And the king of Israel listened to the prophet, because the prophetic word came that this was not their battle, but the battle was the Lord's. And so King Jehoshaphat sent the armies of Israel out, but in front of the armies he sent out the praisers and the worshipers. And the Bible tells us, as they began to sing and to praise God, God sent ambushments among the enemy, and they literally destroyed themselves to the last man. And because of the praise and the worship that went forth, Israel got a great victory that day.
I know. The Bible is full of examples.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
In, you know, in the book of Joshua, it speaks about Joshua leading his group into Jericho, because God had promised it to them. But what God had told them to do was for 6 days go around and march around the city. But on the seventh day, it said march around it seven times. And when the horns blast real loud, that's when the people are to shout. And God told Joshua that that shout would actually bring down the walls of Jericho.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what happened. And I think it doesn't really matter what God said to do.
Exactly.
Whatever he would have said to do, as long as they were obedient to do it, that would have happened. But it's awesome because God told them to praise. And all through the Bible, all through the scriptures, it tells us to praise. It says, lift up your hands unto heaven. It says, lift up your voice unto God. It says to praise and to worship him. And the reason why God tells us to praise him is because it does change the atmosphere.
It does. And that praise, in that particular time, that shout of praise, it was like supernaturally all those walls came down. Supernaturally all the spoil was given to Israel.
Right.
It was like it's without effort. And when we can lay hold of that level of glory in our lives, it just is amazing. I know that a lot of times when we're out doing street evangelism, that what we'll do first of all is send some intercessors and some praisers. And it's not that you have to go out and praise really loud. You can just praise under your breath or whatever, but you're in an atmosphere, in a heart of praise, and we just praise in the darkest, most sin-infested areas,
right.
But it shifts things.
Right.
You know, a number of years ago, the very first time we went into Las Vegas, and as you know, the public oftentimes will call Las Vegas Sin City.
Uh-huh.
It's got a label on it. And so we said, we're not going to call Las Vegas Sin City anymore, because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds.
That's right. It's
so
greater.
We're going to praise God for a new name over that city.
Amen.
And we're going to call it the city of abounding grace. And so we just started praising God, saying, God, we praise you. We praise you that where sin abounds, grace that much more abounds. And so we did that before we sent the evangelism teams out. We sent the evangelism teams out. And I tell you, people came to us. We didn't have to go looking for them. Mm. We went right down in the area where all the clubs were, where all the casinos were. There was all the drinking and gambling and sex stuff going on. And we were right there in the midst of it, television cameras and all. People were lined up for prophetic words. And we saw the atmosphere shift and change as a result of praise. You know,
the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of Israel. He inhabits. So when there's worship and praise, especially out in the public, out in the marketplace, this is where God shows up.
Have you had anything like that happen, Charlie? I know that you've got a lot of teams out there on the streets.
You know, it's interesting. A number of years ago, we went to Harrison, which is a beach near us, and I had written some songs. It's some good, nice Christian songs, but they were songs about God and sort of stories, and I was singing them, and people were walking by booing me. Somebody threw something at me, and I was trying to do, like, entertainment, and I thought, you know, this is not working. I'm just going to sing a worship song, and I forget the song, but I just began to close my eyes. I said, I'm going to forget the people and begin to worship God in the presence of God that came. Now, I was not singing any better. I wasn't singing, you know, the words weren't catchy, but as I closed my eyes and began to worship God and just began to sing, and at the end of the song, I looked up, and there was three or four people just standing there, and so something clued in. I thought, wait a minute, the Spirit of God is coming. Well, I'm not just singing songs about God, but when I'm worshiping Him publicly, and God began to show up, and then after a while, we had an audience to share the gospel with.
That is so cool. What about you, Josh? Have you experienced anything like that out there on the streets? I know that you and your wife go into Christian meetings, and I saw a situation actually where there was a bit of oppression at first in a meeting.
Right.
And you got up on that keyboard and you started calling people to praise. And at first, you know, the audience wasn't quite into lifting their voices.
Sure.
And you said, come on, let's praise God. And you just praised further.
Right.
And as that happened, the atmosphere changed. The glory started falling.
It does.
It was so easy. I mean, the tangible presence of the Lord was in your midst.
Amen.
And it was just amazing. You know, I just want to say this to you out there, is that I have a sense that there's many of you that you're thinking, oh man, I'm living in so much oppression right now. My kids aren't serving God. The bills aren't paid. There's all this stuff going on. And I could use a shift in the atmosphere. Well, I want to tell you that as you start to praise Him, why don't you just right after this program, get up out of your seat and start going through your house and praising Him and praising Him. I remember doing that one time when we didn't have any food. We had no food in the house. This was years ago when we were, you know, fighting a spirit of lack. And I just started praising God. I thought, thank you, Lord, that you look after us. Thank you, Lord, that you're a great provider. Thank you, Lord, that you give water out of the tap and all that kind of stuff. And within 20 minutes, there was a breakthrough. 20 minutes. And food came right to my door. Wasn't even expecting it, because God is a God who can shift the atmosphere if we look to Him. So why don't you, as soon as this program's over, begin to praise God for whatever you need. Whatever you have need of, He is able to meet your need.
Yeah.
So don't look at the need. Don't bawl and squall over the need. You know, just start praising, right?
Amen.
You just start
praising.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And it'll shift the atmosphere. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. I tell you, you're in for some fantastic breakthroughs, because the God of glory is with you. He is with you right now.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun and it's life-changing. Meet new friends and with them bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information. Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation, and prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
So, Josh, I know that you have definitely seen praise change the atmosphere. Tell us a bit about your experiences.
You know, many times we've been in meetings where it feels like the atmosphere, I mean, is just dry and the religious spirits are in the place. And something that I found is, you know, you just get people to stand up and enter in, maybe call them out to dance, tell them to lift up their voice a little bit louder. And if you get people to enter into that praise, things begin to shift in the atmosphere, in the church, in the meeting, in their own lives. Things begin to turn around because of that praise. And so many times we found that it's broken things open and caused us to accelerate to a new level of glory and to another realm, you know, in a place that felt like it was so dry, so hard, like nothing was going to, you know, you felt like there was going to be no miracles, nothing. And yet that praise, it ushers in the glory of God.
And that's when oftentimes the healings happen spontaneously without even having to pray for anybody.
Many times.
happen.
Many times we've found healings, you know, just happening in the meeting. It's like God's hand just coming down upon the people. It's not the hand of a man. It's not the anointing, but it's the glory of God coming down
on his people,
just like in Acts chapter 4. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. so cool, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, you know, you might be watching the program right now, and you're thinking, wow, I could use some of that breakthrough. I've got some walls that I'd like to see come down. I've got some battles that need to be won. I've got a body that needs to be healed. I need help. Well, you know, God's with you right now. Why don't you start praising him?
Amen.
If you'll just
yeah.
go around your house and start praising yeah. him, he'll change the atmosphere.
Yes.
And his glory and his goodness and his blessings, his healing, his breakthroughs will come into your household. It really will. So why don't you begin right now? Just, yeah, that's it. Just say, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I believe that
Hallelujah.
You're a breaker level mm-hmm. anointing God. Right now, praise him,
Amen.
Will you?
If you want to learn how to experience the supernatural presence and power of God, then this is the course for you. Learn how to know God in an intimate way, receive teaching on angels, heaven, and supernatural phenomena. The school is informative, exciting, and life-changing. Register soon as enrollment for the school is limited. For more information, visit our website at extremeprophetic.com.
Welcome to God Talk. We have Joshua Mills and Charlie Robinson with us. And Joshua, I know that you're so full of great stories, of things that God has done
right,
in answer
right.
to praise, not
right.
just prayer, but praise. And I was listening to a story you tell one time about what happened to you in India, where God actually changed the weather pattern for you.
Right. We were over in India several years ago, and I remember we got off the plane, and the pastor met us at the airport, and one of the first things he said to us was, he said, when you come to my house, just be very, very careful with taking showers and using the water. He said, you know, because in the rainy season, we didn't have any rain, and now it's not the rainy season. And he said, so it's going to be, you know, we're in a tremendous drought, and we're going to be very low on water levels. And if nothing happens within the next month, I mean, we don't even know if we're going to have water. That's what the pastor told us. And so he's all concerned about, you know, his water and having enough. And so I just turned to him, because, you know, I'm not from India. You know, I don't really know anything about the nation. I just turned to him and I said, well, why don't we just believe God for rain? And he looked at me like, I
Hello?
Can't believe you even said that.
Hello?
You know, because it's, like I just
this
said,
is
it's,
drought
this is the drought season. And in the rainy season, we didn't even have rain. And so I just felt like we just need to begin believing God for rain. So we had a great revival crusade, and many different miracles happened, salvations, healings, deliverance, all of that. And just in the midst of praising, I just began singing about rain and about it raining in India, and about the rain of God coming down, and talking about the spirit, but also talking about in the physical realm, having a rain come down. Well, we did this for, I guess the meetings were maybe 3, 4, 5 nights.
Wow. And every night you're praising God
right,
for the rain.
In Chennai, India, we were doing this and just praising God for the rain. And so we had to go get on a train and go to a pastor's conference down the road in another community. We hadn't seen any rain. It was just as dry as it could be.
You had praised for
right,
5 nights, thanking
right,
God for the rain, and
right,
there was no rain.
Right, and it was so dry, and the people had heard us declare things. You know, even in the meetings, we'd be preaching about it and speaking about just, God, send your rain. God, send your glory down, that rain. And so we got on the train. We went down to a pastor's conference a few hours away, and when we were at that conference, I remember we were awoken in the morning by a phone call, and it was the pastor's wife on the phone, and she was screaming and shouting, and she was so excited because it began raining
wow.
right in the middle
in
of
the dry season.
In the dry season in Chennai, India, the rain started coming down. Well, you know what happened was the people began to flock to the church. As soon as the rain came, they knew it was a sign and a wonder. They knew it was from God. They knew that the praise had changed the atmosphere.
Wow.
And so
wow.
they all came to the church. We were done our revival meetings. We were done what God was,
and they were
what,
coming
what we
anyways.
Planned, you know, and they were coming anyways, and,
wow.
and God was touching them.
Because it's
and
a sign.
Yeah.
It's
it
a
is
sign.
A sign.
It's a miracle that
it
draws
is.
The masses.
It is.
Also, you broke down. This was in the United States, I think.
Yeah.
Is that you
right.
were on your way to a meeting, your car broke down right on your way to the meeting, and you know, didn't
right.
have the finances to fix it or anything
we
like that.
We were taking a team with us down to Virginia, and we were going to minister at a meeting down in Virginia, and our car was driving along our van, and we had another van going along with the rest of our team members. Well, we got maybe halfway down on the trip from where we live, and the van in front of us just totally broke down. And so here we are at the side of the road. It's in the middle of February. It's all cold. It's icy. It's, you know, terrible conditions in the natural. And now we have this broken van. We don't have money to go, and we don't even have time, really, to take the van in
so
to be fixed.
Broken down, can't drive it, won't move.
No, the thing will not move. It's just, it's broken.
And that morning, something had happened to you, though, right, as you were praising God?
The day before.
Oh, the day before.
I was getting ready for the meetings, and I'd been out at the store. And as I was driving out of the parking lot, all of a sudden I saw in the rearview mirror, like, it looked like a reflection, like a shining reflection. And so when I turned around to look at the reflection that was coming through the mirror, here it was, these tiny little golden snowflakes that were falling in the van. And God spoke to me and said, Joshua, we're entering into a new season. That's what he told me. And so it was amazing because God had already spoke to me that now we're entering into a new season. So the next day, here we are, I'm entering into a new season, and the car breaks down at the side of the road, you know. It's like the worst situation you could be in. We got to get there. We have to be in the meetings. We have to minister. And we're at the side, and we're like, what are we going to do? And God just spoke to me, just praise changes the atmosphere. And so we began just praising and worshiping. And, you know, it's so funny. God brought to our memory that song that you sing in Sunday school when you're a little tiny kid, that building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Well, God told us to sing that and building up the engine, building up the engine, building up the engine of the Lord.
Building up the engine.
Right, something simple. You know, our praise doesn't have to be difficult.
No,
God wants
it
to be something simple,
That's
something that
great.
Comes from the heart, something that is just so pure and so true. And so we began singing this, you know, funny little kid song. And as we began doing that, the gold dust came in the van.
Wow.
And so we felt like, well, God, if you
That's
put
a
this
sign.
If, right. And if you just put this on the Bible, maybe you want us to put it on the engine, because it was the engine that was broken. So we got out and we put up the hood and we dumped the gold dust all over the hood. And God just said to continue praising and to change the atmosphere. Well, we're all now outside the van and we start speaking in tongues. And we're just like, and people are looking at us on the side of the road, and they're like, these people are crazy. You know, you can tell that they think we're crazy. And a man that had been making fun of us comes out, and he's going to kind of like get in the middle of everything that's going on, try to, you know, make us seem like we're crazy. And so he comes out, and when he gets out to us, the Spirit of God just touches him and comes on him.
Wow.
And he said, have you ever tried a paperclip? And we're like,
A paperclip.
And he said, yeah, just put this paperclip under here. And I don't know what he did, but he went under the dash and he put a paperclip under the dash of the car, and the engine started.
That's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous.
Wow.
So you praise God. Supernatural glitter came. You applied it to the engine. A man came with a paperclip, and there's a miracle.
Right.
You know what? You can build your life with miracles, too. Just start praising right now and build miracle testimonies into your life. A woman who's just, you've made kind of a mess out of a situation because of some wrong choices and that, and you've been so, you've just been feeling bad over it. And there's nothing you can do about it, though. It's, you know, the mistake's been done and some mess happened as a result of it. But the Lord says you can't cry over spilt milk. It's just done. It's finished. But if you will start just praising him for being a great God, a God of restoration, a God of forgiveness, and start praising him right now, just praise him that in the midst of this disaster, that he is still Lord, you're going to see a breakthrough and a brand new beginning in this particular situation, and you're going to be able to go on in victory.
I see a 10-year-old girl right now, and you love to worship God. You love to dance. And I see you in your room dancing with angels. It's like sometimes you put your hands out, you feel like you're dancing with angels. And Jesus just wants you to know that he loves your worship, and he loves it when you dance with the angels.
I see a man right now. Your name is Kevin, and the place where you live is 1214. And God says that you've been going through things at your workplace. You've been going through things at your job, and there's different issues with coworkers and different people that you're working with, and even situations with the managers at that place. But God says to praise and change the atmosphere, and things are going to begin to shift, and you're going to receive supernatural favor and blessing as you praise.
There's a man that's watching the program right now, and you are actually a leader of an organization or a church, something like that. And the Lord's been speaking to you about having all-night praise sessions, and that as you do that, it's going to shift the atmosphere in your region and prepare it for revival. And so you've just been waiting for confirmation, and here it is. This is your confirmation.
I see a little church out in the country, and you begin to worship and praise God. You've been believing God for revival for 7 years, and God is going to bring you tremendous, tremendous revival. Just as you begin to worship Him and as you begin to seek His face, the glory is going to come down, and the manifestations we've been talking about are going to begin to visit your church just through praise.
Right now, I see a young girl, and you're sitting in your home, and you've had some terrible things happen to you, and there's been horrible abuses towards you, and God says just begin praising, and it's going to change the atmosphere. You're going to set you free.
Do you need a miracle in your life? Our prayer team at Extreme Prophetic will pray through each and every need that you send us. Simply write out your request in an email and send to prayer@extremeprophetic.com. Each need receives personal attention through skilled intercessors. It is our pleasure to help you receive your miracle.
You know, you may have been told that you don't have a voice to praise. Maybe somebody's told you, come along and said that you don't have a voice that sounds very good, or you shouldn't sing. I want to say this, that, you know, that voice of yours is something that God gave you in the beginning. It was His breath that breathed into you. And as you begin to praise Him, it's that breath of God being exhaled once again, and it brings forth life. Never before in all of history has there ever been a voice like yours, and never will again in all of time. Just like your fingerprint is individual, it's in the same way you have a voice print, and it will unlock the door of heaven. It will unlock the glory realm for you. It's praise that will change the atmosphere. In the Bible, it says that man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And if you can let His words become your praise, it will change the atmosphere and take you into another realm, into another level.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Extreme Prophetic. It's been great having you. And here's a special destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Now, with everything that you've learned in this program today, we want to encourage you to do this. Go and just praise the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and see the atmosphere change into glory all around you and yours.
Praise changes the atmosphere. 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 Praise, praise, praise.